This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 573. Overwhelming Cravings and Next Day Guilt Explained, by Brittany DaCosta of brittanydacosta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. A very happy middle of the week Wednesday to you, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. All right, so when I'm not doing this podcast, I teach at a university, and we happen to be on the quarter system, which means we actually start classes in the fall really late. We actually started a couple of days ago. I don't usually teach in the summers, and so I must have been rusty, but I have to admit something, which I'm super bummed about. When I was lecturing, I actually said the word irregardless. Wow. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. As soon as it left my mouth, I was like, where did that come from? That is not a word. My face probably turned bright red, and I moved quickly past it, hoping that none of my students just heard that, because I imagine the respect for me just went down the tubes. So I think I may need this inspirational quote more than you today. So here we go. Quote, "Your adversity is your advantage. Your past has built muscles, not wounds." Darren Hardy. And with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Overwhelming Cravings and Next Day Guilt Explained, by Brittany DaCosta of brittanydacosta.com. Depending on what study you read, 95 to 98% of all people lose weight on a weight loss diet plan and then gain it back within 1 year. That's a lot of people trying and failing. The first thing I did when I changed my life was to change my diet. In short, I shifted from processed quote-unquote foods to whole foods. And because my mindset had shifted when I implemented these changes, I started to see significant results. But the problem was that I was still obsessing over food. I realized that there was more going on when I found myself binging on healthy foods. A lot. To the point that I often felt sick, bloated, and gross. And the next day, I always felt uber guilty. I knew that something was missing. I had made so many changes to my diet and was on the right path, but I knew that if I wanted to stay on that path, I needed to dig deep. So what about the other 2 to 5% that actually managed to keep the weight off? How did they do it? The common denominator is that they all had a significant life change. They switched careers, fell in love, moved to a new city, broke off an unhealthy relationship, etc. In other words, they healed their relationship to food by digging deep. They did something much bigger within themselves than just trying to eat healthy foods or follow a diet plan. I suspect one of the biggest things they did was stop trying to control or suppress their cravings, but rather face them head on. When we binge, overeat, or feel a strong compulsion to eat something quote-unquote bad, what we're really craving is ourselves. Let me explain. What we resist persists. The moment you try to free yourself from your cravings, you create resistance against them. How many times have you tried to force yourself to stop eating all carbs for a period of time and then end up miserable at home because you avoid going out with your friends so you don't have to deal with the temptation? And think about when you were a child and a parent told you no. You instantly felt a strong pull to do whatever it is they told you not to do, right? And then you probably got reprimanded. What happens when we resist is that the urge becomes even stronger and stronger and stronger until we end up giving into the temptation and are left feeling guilty and ashamed. Ultimately, giving in got us nowhere. In the end, we just feel lost, lonely, and unsatisfied. The reason is because our craving can't give us what we truly desire, to be fully connected and have peace with ourselves. Forcing ourselves to resist something is only going to make us want it more and then backfire on us in the end. We punish ourselves. I used to think that if I indulged, I'd have to get on the elliptical or run on the treadmill the next day to make up for it. Only I hated any type of cardio between gym walls, so I'd give in to my craving for ice cream and punish myself with cardio at my gym. All it did was make me hate it with a passion. It did nothing to keep me from giving into my craving for ice cream. And then I'd be so mad at myself giving in and my lack of self-discipline, or so that's what I thought it was, turn into self-disgust, shame, and guilt. Little did I know that the guilt I felt the next day created more toxins in my body than the actual food. And believe it or not, the built-up tension caused by resisting a craving is equally toxic. We believe we need to be someone else. You know those voices stuck in your head, the ones that tell you that you're too fat or too skinny, too stupid or too dorky, too ugly or too slow? The ones that say you're not smart enough or good enough or strong enough or pretty enough. They're there because we believe that we need to be different than we currently are in order to be okay. We think that we're not good enough and can't start enjoying ourselves until we are skinny or have perfect skin or a successful career and a passionate romance. Unfortunately, these voices are loud, so we listen. We end up feeling sorry for ourselves, and then we end up caving in to our immediate desire like ice cream or shopping sprees, and then are filled with guilt. If we try to cast out or get rid of these voices, they just end up stuck on replay inside our heads. They're a result of cultural society telling us we need to look a certain way from every angle possible. TV, magazines, books, advertisements, you name it. Cultural society coupled with high expectations for ourselves and self-judgment have kept us from believing our true voice that's been suppressed deep inside and is trying to claw its way out to let us know that we're perfect just the way we are. But if we stop and listen to the voices, instead of believing what they're saying, we're one step closer to breaking the cycle of wrestling our cravings and giving into them. Sure, I still have cravings, but the pull and the drive isn't overwhelming or overbearing like it used to be. It's more like a fleeting thought in the back of my mind. You just listened to the post titled "Overwhelming Cravings and Next Day Guilt Explained" by Brittany DaCosta of BrittanyDaCosta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about cravings. And if you can, let's say, distract yourself for 5 or 10 minutes, sometimes those cravings will go away. Sometimes they don't. In order for the craving to truly pass, what you have to be doing during those 5 to 10 minutes is something that makes you happy. It has to satisfy you in a way similar to how you might feel after eating that ice cream or, in my case, piece of pizza or a donut. Yes, I get cravings too. I am human after all. And so when you distract yourself for those 5 to 10 minutes to avoid that food craving, it has to be something that brings you joy. And yes, I know we might be addicted to our smartphones, but maybe if you can play a game of Tetris or a game of solitaire or something like that for 5 or 10 minutes, you have to like the game, of course, then you find you no longer want that ice cream or french fry or donut or slice of pizza in my case. But what if the craving didn't disappear? Then what do you do? Well, then it means you're probably hungry. It means you probably need to eat something. And if the only thing that's going to satisfy that craving is that ice cream or that chocolate or French fry or pizza or donut in my case, then you know what? You may just have to indulge. But here's the trick. Don't have as much as you want. Have a bite or two and then wait. Don't give yourself two big scoops of ice cream to satisfy that craving. Instead, take out a smaller scoop and give yourself one small scoop. Enjoy it, indulge a little bit, but then you tell yourself, okay, that was it. I'm not going back for seconds. If you're craving that chocolate, have a square or two of a chocolate bar and then say, all right, that's it. That's where I'm going to stop. And then move away from the chocolate, move away from the ice cream, move away from that pizza or donut and distract yourself again. And chances are that should do the trick. And again, as Brittany said, if you don't indulge in that craving and you keep telling yourself, no, no, I cannot have that, you're just going to want it more and you may end up binging later on. All right, that's enough out of me for today. Thank you as always for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow for our Thursday show and where your optimal life awaits.